3, 2, 1, 0, -1, -2. Now, I go by absolute value after 0.
Somebody's been helping their kid with their homework. Absolute value.
I got to do something. It's between that and Spanish. And I'm failing both. She's getting A's.
No habla?
No hablo español, pa, necesito practicar más.
See, you already, that's a little impressive there.
I'm a regular Beto O'Rourke.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah.
You're on the train?
Dave Houston is.
All right. I want to talk to him about that. Welcome to Alan Frank Tran.
You don't know the name of the show. You
still don't know. I keep hesitating.
Because you don't want to say your name first. It's weird, right?
Well, yeah, it's very strange to say your name first. I wish I was a classic narcissist. Welcome to Alan Frank Try and Be Serious. Third time is the charm. That's my walk-off, Frank. I think I'm going to just put the headphones down.
All right. Can I tell you how I spent my morning?
Yes. By the way, that sounds like a CBS pilot that never went.
Overlooked, Frank Caliendo. That's another CBS pilot, Frank Caliendo, Overlooked. So my morning was, and this is, as we record, this is Tuesday, we will come out on Thursday, Avengers Endgame came out. The tickets went on sale this morning. Nobody knew the exact time, but apparently it was around 5 o'clock Pacific. I'm in Arizona. I just took a shot in the dark to see if they were on sale yet, and they were. I got the 8 tickets I needed for my family and my wife's brother's family, who will be in town. And
Was there a cap on how many tickets you could buy?
On Fandango, that you could only get 9. I got 8. Because that I was going to get the 9th one, but and I don't know why I didn't. I had this mental breakdown that I was worried that a 9th one would keep me from actually completing the transaction.
That's too much.
No basis in reality for it whatsoever. Just that's what I had decided in my brain. So I got the tickets, and then I was going to try and get something for later in the weekend as well, because I know my daughter, she's so into Marvel, crazy into it. I was going to try and get another set of tickets, maybe in 3D or in IMAX or something like that. You couldn't get in. I've never seen anything like this. There was a line. There was a queue on Fandango. Maybe I'm pronouncing that wrong. Fandango.
Well, now that's how you have to pronounce it.
Fundago on Fundago. And which sounds like a color. Fundago. Are you fond of Fundago?
What are you going to do with your living room? We're looking at a Fondago kind of Arizona.
So I was looking at literally, you got put in a queue. The first queue I was put in was for 20 minutes, and the time started counting upward. So it was 20, then it was 25 minutes, then it was 40 minutes. I'm like, This is like our countdown in the beginning of the show. This is not going the
right
way. It'd
be me doing it. 3, 2, Frank, Al.
So I didn't end up getting that. And then I looked later. You literally could not get into the ticket sites. AMC Theaters, Harkins, nobody, all the sites crashed. And I started reading about it online. Another one I looked at, it was over an hour wait to try and buy tickets on the internet, which I've tried to buy shoes on StockX for my son before and stuff like that. And sometimes it's 5-10 minutes, but this, I'd never seen anything like this. So this movie is going to be insane. I look later, all the shows are basically sold out for Thursday and Friday. The Thursday previews, Fridays are gone. Saturdays are just about gone. But I'm starting to think of this is like concert tickets. That's how crazy
exactly.
This is. And I've never seen anything where you couldn't get tickets, and people are waiting in line online. But what is this going to be like at the movie theaters? You think about that for a second. I mean, sporting events, music, whatever kind of concert you go to, there are people outside selling tickets.
This is an event. What event will be going on that weekend that's going to be bigger than this? Absolutely nothing.
Oh no, there's one. You're going to be at the Tempe Improv that weekend.
Like I said, no, I mean, this is now we're looking at, we're starting to get to the crest of where we always knew these Marvel movies were going. They were having bigger and bigger openings. They were getting a bigger and bigger fan base. And I mean, here we are. My question to you is, did you see this coming 10 or 15 years ago? Did you ever think that, you know, a movie that has Thor and the Incredible Hulk in it would be rivaling whoever's in town, whether it be Ariana Grande or the it's Dallas Cowboys? Than that.
It's the Super Bowl. It's yes. The Super Bowl. If you could get it, it's that big. I don't think I ever saw anything like foresaw anything like this, and still I'm in disbelief at this point. Do you think there will be scalpers outside? I mean, I could imagine people trying to sell the tickets with huge markups. The movie StubHub, is that?
I mean, there's going to be scalpers outside, but I think you said it when you said StubHub. I think there'll be scalpers on your phone because there are going to be people that are going to turn around and sell these immediately. They have no interest in whatever the event is. Like when I found out what the guy that I bought tickets to go see Jay-Z at the Pepsi Center, and when I found out what he paid for him as opposed to what I paid him, almost fell out of my chair. I mean, it's there's going to be a markup. I mean, anytime there's a demand to see something and there's a limited opportunity to see it, scalpers will appear. It's been happening since the beginning of time.
Do you think there were scalpers at the Roman Colosseum? Do you believe?
There's always been somebody. There's always been a middleman. There's always been a hustler. So, you know, there's some guy just sweaty down there like, hey, give me 14 shillings or whatever they used in ancient Roman times.
Shillings? They used Kurt Schilling?
Yes.
A pitcher with a bloody sock was
That was on the other side.
All right. I had no idea. I also find it pretty interesting that it's a superhero movie. And I know we're big into super, but this does seem bigger than just a superhero movie. This is the only movie where, and I guess other people have felt this before, but I have more compassion for the villain in Thanos than I think I have for even the heroes. Like Iron Man says, or Tony Stark says, is imagine a movie where our heroes don't win, or whatever he says in this last one. I really like the Thanos character, even though he's destroying half the universe. So it's a human on a non-human character, but it's very human type of story of he believes he has this compassion. He's crazy over the top evil. He's just destroying people, but he believes he's doing good. But it's amazing to me that it's a superhero movie and we're all looking at like the, you know, Oscar winning type of award winning film and art. I don't think I ever saw that coming. Remember when movies were popcorn, like superhero movies were all popcorn and just explosions, like the first Transformers. Autobots destroy, you know, it was just back and forth. And now there's human elements of the stories. Hulk can't become Hulk. He's got to take a little green pill or something like that.
Who is that aimed at? Sponsored by who now?
I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think it's a cultural thing. I think it's where we're at. A lot of people, we live in this fantasy world with social media and stuff like that. We all kind of live in fantasy, and we like to watch even more fantasy on the screen. I think it tells us a little bit about ourselves.
I'd agree with that. And also, I think you hit it right on the head when you said you were talking about Thanos. And I think back in the day when there would be the Adam West Batman, the characters were kind of flat. He's the good guy. He's the bad guy. He's got to beat that guy up in order to save the insert object here. I think now the bad guys are nuanced. The good guys are nuanced. You have the concept of an anti-hero, which has been around for a while. But
it's better now.
Yeah, you see their faults. You see their weaknesses. You see their fatal flaws. And I think that makes for a more compelling movie. And it draws in people that wouldn't normally be comic book fans, but people that just want to follow a really kind of cool, intense story that's well-written and optically stunning.
Do you think there are people who don't even know these are based on comic books? I bet you there are.
100%.
Yeah.
Look, it you have to really step out of your circle and realize that there's so many people that have no idea what the thing that you find the most basic and germane to be. They're people that are into their own world. Right now, somebody, instead of listening to Alan Frank, which they should be doing, is at a swing dancing class. They're
thank you for saying dance.
Yes. Oh yeah. That's after the swing dancing. But you know, they're swing dancing class.
Swing dancing class to swingers party. Do you think there's got to be some people who do that move?
Yeah. You just turn the music off and you see the click of the YMCA gymnasium door. No memories made in here, kids.
All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, not at all. I mean, there's somebody that goes to swing dancing class. They then go to a learning class of cooking at the Annex at the community college and come home and watch The Great American Bake Off. And they have no idea about the Marvel world or the universe and what DC is if you're not talking about District of Columbia. So I think that that's the audience that you want to get. It's like you look like I have not watched a complete female women's tennis match in years, but I know who Serena Williams is.
Right.
You have to be able to transcend whatever you're doing and become bigger than that, like a la Tiger Woods, LeBron.
Do you ever think there will be fatigue from these superhero movies?
It doesn't seem like it, because if there was, there would have been comic book fatigue. I mean, there was a period where I know comic books were fledgling for a while, but these characters have been around forever, and you know, there's always new people coming aboard. So if you are a person that may get bored, guess what? Somewhere there's a 7-year-old that's going to see this and become hooked for the next 30 years as well. It's almost like, I'm sure people thought the same thing about wrestling, but you have a bunch of 45-year-old professionals getting together watching Monday Night Raw. People need their escape. People need their heroes and their villains. And it's been like that since the beginning of time.
Do you think that
if I say beginning of time one more time, it would
be the beginning of time.
Yes. If I can only turn back
now. Yeah, I would find a way. I wonder if they will ever, they'll ever completely jump the shark. It's almost like, how can you jump the shark when the premise is jumping the shark?
Right.
Which is, you know, crazy thing happening after crazy thing, as opposed to something very, very real that's going on. I mean, watch this segue. Performers, they don't know. Frank, they don't always.
That got me hot.
Right? They don't always seem to know when to quit. You sent me a story to take a look at.
Yes. Our man Mick Jagger is going to postpone his tour at 75 years old because he's got to have a heart surgery. And, you know, I'm happy he caught it. I'm happy nothing happened. I mean, because I know he does put on the spirited performance on stage, and I mean that's enough to send anybody over the edge.
I'm doing it for the people who watch the promos.
Yes, listen.
I don't know what that was. That was Donald Trump. That was Donald Trump.
No, that was him. Donald Trump doing Mick.
Yeah. Okay, I'm like a chicken now.
All right. Are you happy? Brutal. Yeah. So like, you know, it made me think. First of all, why is he still touring? I'm sure he still loves it, but there's a point. I think, especially entertainers unlike ourselves that don't have to move around, it's just you never know when your sad concert is going to come, because I'm sure you feel the same. It's almost like an old boxer that thinks they got one more fight in them and it's just bad. Ali's fight was like, his last two fights were like that. But it's, you know, I recently, and this is, you have to understand the impact of what I'm about to say to you, even if you don't know the group. The group Bone Thugs and Harmony, which is a Cleveland staple.
Yeah, from Cleveland. That's how I knew.
Yeah. And, you know, really just gave me a lot of pride in my city when they first came out. They were definitely the most famous people from Cleveland in my lifetime when they came out. And I recently saw them here in Denver. And it's ironically, my friend from Cleveland was in town. So, of course, I got his tickets. We went there. And I can't believe I'm saying this. Two black men from Cleveland left about a little bit less than halfway through. It was just bad. And it was just sad to see. And I don't know. I understand everybody's got a tour, but you do hear people saying like at the end, I know at the end, I think Frank Sinatra was kind of forgetting the words to his songs. Like, has that ever happened to you? Have you ever seen an artist that was a little bit past their prime, or a ball player, anybody?
You know, I went and saw, I don't want to say the name of the comedian, but I went and saw a comedian who hadn't, I guess it, this might not fit 100%, but he was doing jokes. This is like maybe 5-6 years ago. He was doing jokes about Khrushchev and Kissinger and Nixon. And it was somebody that I was somebody that I really admired and was like, come on. I mean, old is one thing, but that's old political humor. And that stuff. I mean, this isn't even Bush, Clinton.
Ages poorly.
Yeah, this is a long, long time ago. Other than that, I think I've seen it happen with athletes. I think I'm seeing it happen to myself right now in athletics. To contrast that, I went and saw Tom Jones in Vegas maybe 15 to 20 years ago, and he was still amazing. But then I went and saw Wayne Newton and thought, this probably shouldn't be happening. This is a bad, bad idea. But Tom Jones, like, women were still throwing their underwear. I mean, it was stupid that they were, because he was, I don't know, when you're spraying your hair on, I don't know if anybody should be throwing underwear at you.
That's a rite of passage at this point. Throw your underwear at Tom Jones if you're a lady of a certain age,
I guess. Yeah, but the Wayne Newton, he couldn't sing, he couldn't do anything. It was brutal. Toledo, yeah, you had something. Producer Toledo, are you in there?
I'm here.
What was the story you had?
So I used to work for an 80s radio station in Seattle, and we would have, you know, the different 80s artists came through. This was in around 2000 when the 80s format started kind of come back a little bit. And we had two different artists that we put on. One was Eddie Money, and the other one was John Cafferty from Eddie and the Cruisers fame, if you've ever seen that movie. And John Cafferty was one that was just salty. He was clearly doing this because his career had kind of come, I won't say to an end, but it had also was on the downside. And anytime anyone who are his fans there to meet him, anytime any one of them would mention Eddie and the Cruisers, he just would be very salty. He just didn't want to talk about it, shut them down right away, wouldn't even acknowledge, you know, taking pictures with them or anything. Eddie Money was also around the same time. Even though Eddie Money still performs today, back then, I would say that it seemed like he had probably passed his prime, in my opinion. And at that time, when you're trying to see the artist that you know, and in 2000, it was only, 15 years removed from his hits, and he'd already passed his prime, you just kind of wonder, it's not really, the nostalgia isn't really holding over for what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah, man, that's that hard living, man. I mean, you look at it with athletes. I mean, you look at somebody like Ray Allen, who retired later in his career, but, Ray Allen, just doesn't have 5% of body fat on him. He's ripped because he's one of those guys that stayed in shape the whole time, just like David Robinson. And, I mean, you can see the guys that peaked, and then kind of just fell off a cliff. Allen Iverson is one where, it's notorious that he would stay up all night and party and then go play the next day. But, I mean, there's a reason that just out of nowhere, he was just out of the league in like 6 weeks. You don't have that kind of steady decline where you can just kind of transition your game. You look at LeBron, who's taken good care of his body throughout his career. You see the guys that stayed and partied all night, and the guys that didn't. It's pretty obvious.
Well, and athletics is kind of the opposite. It's supposed to be the opposite of rock and roll and music, right? You think of music, you think of partying constantly, and athletics, you do think of people taking care of their body. It's almost the opposite to perform. In sports, nowadays, you have to be in peak athletic form to really compete, because other people are, and the money is so good that people work that hard. Right. Yeah, but music, I mean, you could be on drugs at work big time, and you might be better.
Preferred, yes.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm trying to think if there was anybody else. There must have been some athletes that I'd seen. Well, I remember watching Jordan play on TV, heavier Jordan, with the Washington. Were they the Wizards at that point?
They were definitely the Wizards. Yeah.
Yeah. And just going, he's still good, but he's he's a pivot jump shooter, as opposed to turnaround jump shot, as opposed to driving in the lane and doing something crazy. I think back to like guys like Robert Parrish and the Celtics for half of their time. They were old guys who probably shouldn't have been playing anymore. Larry Bird with a bad back. By the way, is there anybody who's a worse actor than Larry Bird in that commercial with Barkley? He's like, it's Charles Barkley.
Yeah, that one. And how many takes before the director just said, F it, F it. Just take that one, put it in the can.
Let's just do it. That's as good as the bird is going to crow.
Yeah, well, he was he had some really stellar lines in Blue Chips as well, but you know, it's he was what he was. Did you know he hurt his back, which eventually ended his career? He was like asphalting his mom's driveway.
What?
He's like an NBA champion. He was asphalting the driveway in the middle of the summer, and permanently wrecked his back. That's why he wore a back brace the last couple of years.
I didn't know it was from that, from like manual labor.
Manual labor, just like dude, those. Those Indiana folks, they're tough people, man. Tough.
No place he'd rather be than French Lick.
French Lick.
Are you ready to play? I'm going to get you back with a game this week. Are you ready for this?
It's always fun when somebody says, I'm going to get you back with a game.
Well, that's how I feel, kind of. When we do the games, I feel like you've gotten the best of me. Like, you're my nemesis. You're my friend. Like, you're my friend-emesis.
I should be petting a white cat as I talk to you, talking about global domination.
There is... throw me a freaking bone here. which, by the way, you ever notice that? Again, no political meaning here, but watch this. Throw me a freaking bone here, please. That was throw me a freaking bone. It turns into Donald Trump. That was tremendous. That was tremendous. It's kind of the same.
The same voice. Cadence, definitely.
Yeah, again, please don't read into that. Or if you know what? Read into it. Send me something at frank@alanfrank.com or tell Al you like him better at alanfrank.com or hit us up on Facebook.
Or I'll just assume you like me better.
Yeah, well, I do. I like you better than me.
I just like to go through the world with no facts, Frank. It makes it so much easier to navigate.
And then a world based on opinions. So what we're gonna do is play this little game. you didn't love my title, which I'm fine with. But I think they will work. It's DJT, AOC, or IMDb. So it's Donald J. Trump. I can't even remember her name. Alexia Ocasio Cortez.
That's it.
And IMDb being a movie. Is it Alexandria?
I think it's Alexandria.
Alexandria.
And it's Internet Movie Database.
Alexandretta. That's a Indiana Jones reference. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And a movie character, random movie character. Their quotes, Twitter or spoken. And you have to decide which... It is DJT, like Donald J. Trump, Ocasio-Cortez, Alexandria, or and I'm doing that out of order. That would be OCA. that's heavy on the OC. Okay, almost got myself in trouble on that. And then a movie person. So are you ready? Or as you wanted to call it, don't quote me. Maybe we'll have a poll. We'll put out the people will probably pick your don't quote me, but I like the hashtag possibilities with Donald Trump, AOC, and Thanos.
I like the way you think. Let's get started.
Right. Here we go. I wouldn't say I'm a feminist. I think that would be maybe going too far. Oh, I'm reading them all as Donald Trump, too, to throw you off. I should have told you that.
That's smart. Okay.
Okay,
I'm going
to
go.
I'll do it again. Hold on. I'll do it again. As Donald Trump, I'm reading all of them as Donald Trump. I wouldn't say I'm a feminist. I think that would be maybe going too far.
I actually remember who said this. Oh. So this is definitely IMDb. It was like Madonna, I think, said that.
Madonna Trump. It was Donald Trump. I don't know. Dang. If Madonna made. Did you just lie? Were you playing Balderdash? What happened there? You had me sold.
I was so sure.
I 100% believed you that you knew what that was. You're Toledo, are you taking a score? I don't know if he's there. -1, I believe.
I'm here.
Okay. Wait, I'm starting to tank now.
-1. You're almost as bad at me as games so far. Why am I enjoying this so much? All right.
You did say you wanted to get even.
I did. Yeah. I did. I want to get it. It's a shame that innovative technologies proven to work at winning elections won't be used by our party.
I'm going to say that's an AOC quote.
I believe that's correct if I have my pages in order.
By the way, right? if you're just listening, Frank is shuffling papers like a nervous author going into a pitch with his agent.
I think I put the papers out of order, and that's my problem, so I'm not even sure what's there. I just know I want Toledo involved in the show. I need a keeper. Rich, was that right?
Yes, that's
okay,
right.
Good. That's what I thought.
You need me to shuffle for you?
Yeah, I might.
All you need is an attaché case right now that you have flipped open and you're sweating.
All right. Let's see. All my life, I dreamed of a day, a moment, when you got what you deserved, and I was always so disappointed.
I'm going to do it again.
You going IMDb?
Wait, no, you're too excited about it. Let me hear it again.
All my life, I dreamed of a day, a moment, when you got what you deserved, and I was always so disappointed.
I'm going to go IMDb. I'm going to stick with my guns.
You're right. It's Gamora, Avengers Infinity War. Zoe Saldana. Like all right. Maybe instead of insinuating that I've never read a book, be open to the idea that we've read different ones.
Ooh. I'm going to go with DJT on that one.
That is AOC.
AOC.
You're going to find that there are lots of similarities how people go.
I like that.
How they go at people. I don't want to combine them. Obviously, politically, they're very different, but there are strategies that go on here. And don't even get me started on misogyny.
I'm going to stick with... No. I'm gonna go DJT again. He's got to come through for me. He's got to hit.
AOC.
Oh, no.
You got to watch me. I didn't shuffle the paper, so it had to be. You've got the visual. Use the visual. I've got to do some fakes here. You're building a rat ship here, a vessel for seagoing snitches. And if you think you're preparing these minnows for manhood, you better think again, because I say you're killing the very spirit this institution proclaims and instills.
I'm just going to say AOC. Come on.
Hold on. If I read it like this. You're building a rat ship here, a vessel for seagoing snitches. And if you think you're preparing these minnows for manhood, you better think again, because I say you're killing the very spirit this institution proclaims it instills. That's Donald J. Trump doing Al Pacino. Here, listen. You're building a rat ship here, a vessel for seagoing snitches. And if you think you're preparing these minnows for manhood, you better think again, because I say you're killing the very spirit this institution proclaims it instills.
Is that Tom Cruise?
Yeah, it's Tom Cruise. Very good.
That was Son of a Woman.
That was Al Pacino in Son of a Woman.
I've never seen Son of a Woman.
What?
I know.
Okay.
Wait, what am I at right now?
Minus 50.
There's no way. You're Toledo, I'm like evil. I'm even and evil.
What do you got him at?
I believe he's up 2.
Oh, really? Okay, good job.
Or no, I'm sorry, up 1 because he missed the last one.
All right. I must not be paying attention. One of the key problems today is that politics is such a disgrace. Good people, don't go into government.
I'll say that's definitely AOC on that one. And I'm walking off. I'm tipping my cap to the pants. Dang it! Oh, I even blew a kiss to my girl in the stands. I was so sure of that one. That was my walk off.
Okay. We will do one more.
All right, I got to get this one. Come on.
Let's see. You know it
doesn't... You need this one in order to play Final Jeopardy.
Okay. Play Final Jeopardy...
No pressure. I got it.
You know it doesn't really matter what the media write. as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass.
I'm going to say IMDb.
That's Donald J. Trump.
No. I just didn't want that. What? That's something Suge Knight would say.
It does sound like a movie. There are things that he says that could be crazy movie quotes. good game. Nice job, Toledo, putting that together.
That was awesome.
I actually had more fun with that than I imagined that I would.
At my demise. I see how it is.
Well, no, I don't think. I mean, I don't know if I'd have gotten any of them right. Reading them, I even was confused as I was reading them, and I had the answers in front of me.
We saw with the shuffles. All right, yeah. Frank, you know I love social media, man. I saw this tweet from this girl. I'll give her a handle. I want to give her credit. But it said, I'm in therapy is the new tall, meaning that's almost an attractive quality when you're meeting a potential mate.
Means I would have had a chance.
There
we go. 5'6". I'm seeing a doctor. A mental there you doctor. Go.
I mean, what do you think the number of people that you know in therapy is vastly different than the number of people that your parents do?
Yeah, because I think therapy is way more accepted nowadays. But I have a little theory on that, unless you want to dig into it.
No. I want to hear what you have to say.
Well, if I'm in therapy, is kind of like the hot pickup kind of thing. It means you're able to talk. And women,
that's a good point.
Women like guys, because most of us, myself included, struggle. You've seen it and heard it on the program, that we aren't talkers. We don't talk about our feelings. So if you're going to therapy, you're willing to talk and maybe listen more than your Cro-Magnon type Frank Caliendo male. So I could see why that would subconsciously maybe trigger somebody to a woman to think, oh, this is, I like this, because it's, I still believe this to be true, and it's not with everybody, but men, I mean, we're very visual, and women can be visual, but they do actually care about feelings and have them. So I think that is something that could really aid a guy. The guys are going to start, women are going to be in therapy because a guy's lying about being in therapy to pick them up.
he lied about yoga class.
It makes, or why he went to yoga class.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah, it's we're in a different day and age, and I think a lot of it does have to do with relationships. I mean, we've been looking pretty much, and I'm not insulting anybody's parents' marriage, especially grandparents, but I think relationships overall have been dysfunctional for a long time. First of all, because there was such in the beginning, there was just such a difference in terms of power when women didn't have many rights, couldn't vote, couldn't work, et cetera. There was a power dynamic there that was definitely taken advantage of by some males, and that, you know, it trickled down to women in the workforce and really didn't even start to even barely even out until it was necessary to have two incomes in the home. So, you know, at least you did have some kind of economic sense to say, no, I have a say in how things go now. And we look at relationships, and I think people, my generation, our generation, the generation you've looked at, I don't know if my uncle and my aunt are really that happy. I don't think my next door neighbors have sex anymore. Like, you just look at the relationships around you and you just say, this doesn't look like it's working. And I think
you're maybe saying it people, like you peek in. Like, I don't think they're having sex anymore.
Just tell when couples don't. You know, when there's that wall between them where they just kind of move around each other like two moons in orbit, they don't really ever touch.
Yeah.
It's I wonder if people, like, I see me manifesting the same characteristics that the men in my family did. And I saw that how it affected my mom, my sister, my aunts, and their spouses. So maybe I want to be different. That statistic with divorce is very daunting to people, even though people don't talk about it.
Yeah. I've seen people like that. It's a struggle. But again, people, years and years ago, they did not get divorced. Now people are more willing to. Even maybe too quick sometimes, I think. But it, what they have whatever right to do however they wanted to go about it. But people, a relationship's tough. And I've been married for 15 years now. And if you don't work at it, I mean, there have been moments where you just go, I don't know how I'm doing this, but it can go away. And she said the same thing, and she'll just say it out loud to more people.
Right. And she just tweets it.
And it's on Facebook. No, really. I mean, she will say that. I'm like, what did you put on? Well, you do comedy. I talk about John Gruden. You're telling people on Facebook. It's like, well, then be nicer to me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It's generational and very very different nowadays.
And also, I don't think there's a stigma. I mean, we were joking around with yoga class, but I mean, I would say it's, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, you know, guys would have been made fun of more for going to yoga class. And now every guy I know, including most professional athletes, go to yoga class. I think there's been a slow destigmatization of all things that used to be considered masculine or feminine for whatever reason.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think there are some things like that, but yoga is just, it's not, I don't think there's a feminine quality really to it. It's smooth and stretching. And it's actually
core strength.
And strength, yeah. It's a lot of strength. If you can hold positions and keep them for a while, you're building a lot of strength. And people, you know, people didn't used to, when we were younger, they didn't work on their cores. They worked on their arms and sometimes their legs.
And they jump roped. Those are just the old school.
Yeah. I mean, I would say jumped rope, but you say jump roped. I don't know. I don't know if that's, but I won't point that out.
This show's about building bridges, Frank. Okay. New communication styles.
Now, what was the other thing you'd sent me? There was a story.
You know me. I like to talk about everything. And I wanted to get your opinion on the story, but I was like, man, hold it. Just glance at it so you're not completely caught off guard.
I started to look at it, and I was kind of understanding it, and I wasn't. I was like, just explain it to me.
Okay, there's a show on Hulu called Second Chance, and it's people that really want to apologize to. You really want to apologize to somebody. And I thought this was so interesting this turn. This involves these people are both in their early 20s, I think 22 and 23. I hate them. The girl, her name was Alicia, and the guy, black guy named Corbine, and these guys, they met on a, you know, some Instagram dating app, hit it off, both very attractive young people, but Frank, they're long distance, so you know how that can be. It started off hot, and then kind of, you know, she felt like she was losing him and thought he might be cheating. So what she did was she hired somebody in the town that he was in that goes to the gym that he goes to. She paid this woman to hit on her boyfriend and see if he would take the bait. Wow. So you got all that so far?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
What was her feeling toward him already? Where was she at?
She was feeling like he was acting distant and acting weird.
But she's still into him.
She's still into him, and he was saying at the time he was still into her.
Okay.
So she pays this woman that lives in the town that he lives in to go to the gym that he goes to and start hitting on him.
Okay.
The woman that was hired then reports back to Alicia that he did take the bait.
Oh.
And he has been hitting on me. So she calls Corbine. She goes, WTF. You know, I knew you were cheating the whole time, blah, blah, blah. He says, I promise I wasn't cheating. I just hired her to be my personal trainer. I was going to be her personal trainer in exchange for her social media exposure. Turns out, Frank, Corbine's telling the truth, homie.
Okay.
This girl, the one woman that was hired, got there, thought Corbine was very attractive and a nice guy, and didn't deserve to be with a woman that would pay to see if he would cheat. And so she lied to Alicia so she could get Corbine all to herself. And that's why Alicia took Corbine on Second Chance to apologize. But I'm asking you, Frank, let's just call you Corbine Caliendo right now. What do you say?
Wow. What do I say about her? Do I forgive her? Is that...
Do you forgive her? Or do you walk away from the Second Chance set and get into your car service?
she's got to have some of that. This can't be the first time she's had this kind of reaction. I don't believe you. I feel like she's must have.
I'd agree with that.
She must have been. That's part of who she is to start with, unless she's been hiding it really well. Do we know how long they've been seeing each other before this?
It seemed like it had been going like a little bit less than a month, but like maybe 8 or 9 months.
Okay, so that's not. I was thinking of a longer relationship. I say you give it another. You give it another shot, but it's double secret probation. I think it's anything else. I'm probably out because it's probably going to continue to happen. But I don't know that, and I'm kind of a pushover in terms of that. And how good looking is she?
She was cute, but it was one of those situations where I looked. I was like, I think he could do better. He's a good looking kid.
We're judging. We're terrible, but we're right.
And we're honest.
Yeah, I don't know. I give it a chance, but I'm now kind of in the power position is my feeling. And I'm going to kind of be playing the game where I've got this, not anything dastardly or evil or anything like that. But in terms of, hey, I don't, if this goes away, I can live. This just isn't the right relationship if it happens again. So I get another shot, and I, without being a jerk, I go, okay, and I have confidence in myself at that point.
Yeah, all right. I think you're right. I agree with that. I mean, she just handed him.
I also date the other girl.
There we go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. She clearly loved him. She looked for the real Corbine.
Corbine.
The real Corbine Caliendo.
Yeah, she went to the NFL Corbine.
There we go.
We're gonna run, do a shuttle run. We're going to bench press. And then we're going to do the broad jump.
Yeah. Well, Frank, you're not as nice as me. You know what, man? I think she's got to go. It's already a long distance. And it's like, I just feel like if relationships are not fun, I don't want to continue them. And, if there's already that amount of distrust where you're hiring employees to catch me cheating.
I forgot the long distance.
What are we doing here?
That's another element, too. But I still... If I really liked her at first, I'd give it a chance. I can see it's 50-50 to me, but it's almost like for me, it's not. It's like I'm staying in it, but I'm just kind of staying in it. It's like, eh.
But then is that fair?
Sure. Yeah, she can hire somebody else and see how fair I'm being. I'm going to break this woman.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm back on your side.
Yeah, I mean, if it's just a relationship that you have in life, if it's somebody you thought you were going to marry, then you're in a little bit of trouble. But if it's just a relationship, people have those relationships that just, I mean, they kind of pass the time. If they're kind of fun, you stay in them. It's, if you're not ready to get married, it's just part of life, and you'll move on eventually. I was never like that. I wish I had been, but there you go.
Oh, I agree, man. I think that's it. I don't want to go, but I think that's it.
All right. So follow us on Al and Frank, at Al and Frank on everything, at Al Jackson IG, and on Instagram, and at Frank Caliendo for me on everything. And that is it. Until next
time. And also, thank you to our wonderful producer, Toledo. Couldn't do it without you.
Thank you very much.
I disagree. We probably could, Rich.
And we have. I take it back.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
And bye, Toledo. But Al, I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
I'm going to now hire somebody to check on him.
Please do.